So you've seen this a lot popping up on the news when like a UPS driver or someone drops off a package on a porch and then someone decides to run up and steal it off of your porch, right?
Okay.
It's one of those situations where you never want to happen to you. Well, a man was caught on a home security camera for stealing a package from a Florida home's doorstep. Well, apparently this man was so overcome with guilt that he went back to the house a couple hours later, returned the package with a written apology that said, "I know no apologies can make up for what I did. I did not go to your house with the intentions to steal. I have never done anything like this in my life. I come from a good family and good morals, and it's eating me up inside knowing what I did. I really hope and pray to God that you can find it in your heart to forgive me." He went on in the note, and he said he explained that he had a few beers with a couple of his buddies, and his buddies dared him to run up on the porch to steal that package.
Wow. And apparently the homeowners forgave him. But you said the police are looking into it now?
Yeah, the police are now looking for him. The police want him to turn himself in. But yeah, the homeowners, they forgive him.
Well, and listen, I am all for the police, absolutely. But like, let this one go, right? Because the guy stole it for what, a day, and then like he did the right thing by returning it. I mean, and you know, no harm, no foul, right?
It'll probably be a slap on the wrist or something like that. But this happens. Like sometimes you do something, but then you feel like so guilty. You're overcome with guilt.
Yeah, and we want to hear from you. 312-946-4995. It's time to confess. Good morning to Kristen from Schaumburg. What's off your chest there?
When I was in high school, every like Sunday I would work at one of those little mom and pop stores in a small town. And, you know, being there bored out of your mind because nobody ever comes in, I would grab a Snickers or a candy bar or something. And then I would feel so bad or feel like I was going to get caught. So the next time I'd work, I'd put money in the gas or whatever.
So you'd steal it for like one day and then you give it back.
Yeah.
You are a big rebel for 24 hours, then you felt guilty, like, oh my god, here's 80 cents.
Exactly. I think then it was like 50 cents.
God, I wish we can go back to the days when candy bars were only 50 cents.
Right? Things are so expensive now, and I have to say that because I'm old now.
I know, guys. We sound so stop. Like, no, we're not old. You're old.
I am old. Don't tell anybody. I had a
couple. Free at the 15 continues today on US 99. That means 8:15. Miranda, Little Big Town tickets. And if you are the winner, how cool is this? We're then going to qualify you to win front row tickets and a $100 Visa gift card, which, by the way, would buy you two drinks at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
No, I mean, you get like four.
Okay, but, three, I think, maybe.
312-946-4995. We're talking about things that you have been holding on your entire life, things that you feel guilty about. It's time to confess here on the Styles and Roman Show. So good morning to Christy from Lowell. What's your story?
I went to a gas station and purchased some items, and I gave them a 20, and the cashier accidentally gave me back the change from the 20 and the 20.
Oh, so you made $20.
I came out ahead. I did. And I left, but then I felt really bad because I didn't want the cashier to get trouble for the door being short, so I went back and gave it back and said he accidentally gave me too much change.
You are amazing. For me, I'd be like, it's my lucky day.
Yeah.
I thought that way for a minute, but keep going.
You know, that's a really cool story, Christy. I wish we had something to give you here in the studio. Do you want to...
Give me 20 bucks. Come on, give me 20 bucks.
Do you have 20 bucks? I'm broke.
listening to you guys every day is wonderful enough.
You know what? I think it's $40. That was awesome. Thank you.
This story that I'm reading right now is hilarious, and that's why we're letting you confess on the air, because a man was caught on home security camera stealing a package from a Florida home. But the reason why the confessions are going down this morning is because he was so overcome with guilt, he returned the house a couple hours later with the package and a written apology. And the apology, awesome, check this out. It says, "I know no apologies can make up for what I did. I did not go to your house with the intentions to steal. I have never done anything like this in my life. I come from a good family and good morals, and it's eating me inside knowing what I did. I really hope and pray to God that you can find it in your heart to forgive me." He went on to say that he had a few beers with friends, and his friends had dared him to actually run up on the porch and steal the package.
What a very nice criminal. You
right?
Know? Like, what a great...
but that's what happens. Sometimes when you do something, you're overcome with guilt. You're like, oh my God, I have to go apologize. I have to return this. Why would I do that?
Yeah, we have somebody who wants to apologize on the phone right now. Good morning, Grace from Glen Ellen. You want to apologize?
Yeah, I want to apologize to my third grade crush.
What happened?
We were in the library, and I accidentally farted in front of him, and I was so embarrassed. And he was like, "Did you just fart?" And I go, "No, that was you." And I ran away. So I'd like to apologize.
Oh my gosh.
All right, well, Grace the Farter, what was your third grade crush's name?
His name was Kevin.
I think we've reached a new low here on the Styles and Roman Show, and thank you for being a big part of it.
Yeah, no problem. It was the